You're listening to Workaholic, a podcast that helps professionals like you escape burnout and experience growth. My name is Kiko Mabilog. Thank you for joining me today. What is up, workaholics? Happy New Year to everyone. Patrick Mabilog here, also known as Kiko Mabilog. This is Workaholic, a podcast that helps professionals escape burnout and experience growth so that they can hustle without the hurry. I have missed you guys so much. I don't know if you missed me, but you might have noticed by now that there's been a bit of a gap. Okay, fine. There's been a big gap between my last episode and this. I'll get into that a little bit in the meat of this episode, but really jumping straight into things, 2024 is here. 2023, say goodbye. It's been a great year. I'm sure that every one of us here, we've had our big wins in 2023. But one question in our mind is, what is ahead in 2024? And I'm sure that all of us here today could be wrong. Let me know if I'm wrong. But I'm gonna put my money on the fact and the assumption that every single one of us wants to succeed this 2024. Isn't that the case? I mean, every single time when we start a new year, we're always setting goals. We're always thinking about, how can I make 2024 the best year ever? Or how can I grow my business? How can I become better? How can I have better health? How can I have better relationships? And we all want to succeed this 2024. But one thing that I've really come to realize in the past couple of weeks, as I have kind of reflected on 2023, what happened in 2023, and what I hope to happen in 2024, is that success isn't always what it seems. And what I mean by that is this kind of like alarming, but also eye-opening fact that we look at the lives of some successful people and we think that they have everything. We think that they're happy, that they're satisfied because they have all the money, all the fame, all the, you know, the accolades and all of that. But then you come to realize that they're not happy. And then here's this other group of people where they don't seem to be successful on the outside. You know, they earn not too much money. I mean, comfortable, but not a whole lot. They're, you know, in jobs where they're, you know, it's not ideal in all of these things. But they couldn't be more happy. And I've come to meet so many people on different, you know, sides. And obviously, these are extremes. I mean, there are always going to be people who are a mix of these two people. But the fact of the matter is that success doesn't seem to be what it once was. We used to think that if you hit a certain milestone, if you have a certain number of followers, or if you have a certain income, then you're successful. And that's the way that we determine and that we measure success. But more and more, we are starting to see, as a generation, as a community, as a world, that success is arbitrary, meaning that success can look different for some people and it can look different for other people. However, there is this big narrative that's going around social media, going around different forms of platforms and media that tells you that success is XYZ. That if you don't have this, you're not successful. That if you have this, you're successful. So many coaches and gurus are trying to force every single one of us to chase the same numbers, chase after the same numbers. We have to reach a certain income. We have to have a certain number of followers. We need to be in this kind of industry or in that kind of, you know, job line. You have to have X number of friends and all of these numbers that are thrown around. And the reason why I really wanted to dive into this is because in 2023, I realized, really, really big realization for me, that many of the numbers that I had set for myself to determine success were not necessarily the numbers that brought me the most joy. And in hindsight, you know, I'm grateful that I had that realization. But I have to be honest with you, when I had that realization in the moment, it was really scary. You know, that's where, you know, existential questions start to come out. You know, am I in the right industry? Is this really what I really want in life? Am I really fulfilling the purpose and the meaning that I was born for? And amidst all of that, I came to realize that the numbers that I was pursuing weren't necessarily the right numbers. They weren't, and when I say that, in the light of arbitrary, you know, success, they were numbers that did not really resonate with me internally. It really all started when I joined this webinar from a content creator that I really look up to. I'm not going to name names. That's not, you know, the culture of this podcast. But, you know, this coach is an amazing coach. You know, he's an amazing content creator. And I've learned like a whole lot from this guy. But there was this one training that he did. And I hope I'm not kind of like, you know, screaming his name out with it by mentioning the training, was to help, you know, creatives hit $100,000 in revenue per year, which might seem like, you know, not a whole lot if you're listening to this and you're from the US or, you know, some highly developed country. But if you're living in the Philippines, which is where I live, you know, that's a big income. You know, you'd be living like a king. And so I was trying to hit that revenue. And in our business, says in my business, Black Den Strategy, that was the goal at the start of 2023, that we would hit 100K a year, or that would be around 5.something million pesos in revenue. And we were kind of on track to hit that revenue. I'll be honest with you. January, February, we were hitting the right numbers. We were close to like a little more than $500,000 a month. And, you know, I don't know if I should be saying that, but, you know, I'm just to kind of like give you an idea. We were very close, you know, to hitting that number. And if we had stayed the track, then we would have definitely hit that, you know, success metric. But then I started to realize around March and April that my default had become more about an anxiety-driven approach to business. And I say that because all of a sudden, all the decisions I was making, not, you know, Cess and I, but me personally, I was making a lot of decisions that were really fear-driven. And, you know, I was thinking about, oh, what happens if this client cancels? Or what happens if, you know, the recession happens in the US and we lose like half of our clients overnight? And a lot of that, those just made me miserable. I mean, if I could be honest with you, I was not sleeping very well. I was overworked. I was extremely tired. And I realized that wasn't really necessary where I'm from. I live in the province in, you know, the Philippines. And that number would be extremely lavish. You know, I live in a country, in a city where that's unnecessarily excessive. And the clients that we started to serve were, you know, people that had a lot of money, but the work didn't really resonate with us. We were simply getting clients because they were qualified, because they had, you know, a certain income per year. They could pay a certain fee. But their business wasn't something we were excited about. And anxiety started to build. You know, the dread for the day-to-day. It's like, I remember, like, for the first time ever in 2023, waking up, not being excited, and honestly, even hating the thought of that workday. And that was a big realization for me, that metric that I had set to determine our success for 2023 was not the right metric. And I made adjustments, and which we'll probably talk about in future episodes. Yes, there will be future episodes. We're back. And we made those adjustments. We weren't making as much money, but I personally was in a happier space. The business was in a better position. We were serving our clients better. We were serving our staff better. And that's just, you know, I mean, just in a nutshell, by now refusing to pursue this metric that was not ours to begin with, we were in a better place. And maybe you're listening to that and you're probably thinking to yourself, it's like, that kind of sounds like me. I'm chasing after a number or a goal or a lifestyle that isn't necessarily mine. You know, I saw it from a content creator. I saw it from a friend. You know, my friend travels a lot, so I have to travel a lot if I want to be happy. My friend has a new house with certain number of square meters, and so I have to have a house with certain number of square meters. My friend or my, you know, colleague has kids. I need to have kids. My friend has a business with this income. I have to have a business with that kind of income. You're chasing after a number that is not yours. And so I think it's about time that we start thinking about success, not as chasing after numbers that belong to someone else, but about clarifying whether a goal is yours to begin with. You know, three questions that really helped me to clarify success for 2023 and questions that I'm asking myself now in the start of 2024. First question, do I really want this? Is this goal, is this lifestyle, is this business strategy, or is this business model really something that I would enjoy doing? Or am I just doing it because I saw someone doing it and it seemed like they were happy about it? You have to realize that you can't steal someone's joy by imitating their lifestyle. Now, of course, there might be times and, you know, avenues where that could be the case, but it's not always the case. And so that's why it's important to ask this question first. If you see something, if you see an idea, if you see a project or a hobby or a whatever it is, a career path, you have to ask yourself the question, do I really want this? Or do I just want it because someone else has it? The second question is, what price do I have to pay to get this goal? Because at the end of the day, whatever that goal is, there will be a price tag attached to it. You know, it's gonna take time, it's gonna take resources, you're gonna have to sacrifice on some relationships, you're gonna have to sacrifice some hobbies, which gets to the point of like why, you know, this podcast has been kind of dormant for the past couple of months. Because I was chasing after this arbitrary goal where, you know, I was so caught up with getting more clients and growing the business more that I had started to slowly let go of things that were actually bringing me joy. You know, because I was so focused on trying to optimize my time for profit, I started to let go of things that did not, you know, bring profit to the plate. And so one of the decisions that we made was we made, you know, Workaholic a property of Block Den Strategy. And that was such a bad move because all of a sudden, this podcast became, you know, another avenue just to generate leads. And it wasn't the best of strategies, I have to be honest. And if I could turn back the clock, that would have been a decision that I would have taken back. And, you know, and that's how it is when you're chasing after something, you know, it's there's going to be a price tag attached to it. The question we need to ask ourselves is, are we willing to pay that price tag to get to that goal? Because if we're sacrificing things that matter more to us, then maybe, just maybe, that's not the goal that you should be chasing. And it kind of leads me to, you know, the third question, which is this goal aligned with my values? Because that's what values are. Values are things that we pay the price for. They're things that you know, unapologetically say that even if this costs me X, Y, Z, I'm going to pay that price because this is valuable to me. And we have to really make sure that our goals are aligned with our values. And if you're not clear about your values, then maybe you need to start to clarify your values first before you start setting goals for 2024. Because your values, those are things that are internally embedded in you. And those are the things that point you to your North Star. Those are the things that point you to the right direction. And if we don't have that, then we're just going to be frantically chasing after another arbitrary number, another arbitrary goal, another arbitrary sense of success. And so I hope that this 2024, we start to really reevaluate our goal setting. Yes, you've probably heard this many, many times, you know, set goals. But it's not just about setting goals. It's about setting goals that you can call yours. They're goals that really resonate with you. And that you can really say, it's not just something that I watched on a, you know, TikTok video or something that I saw in someone else's lifestyle and all of a sudden I wanted that. And if we do that, then I think that we'll just continue to go from one level to another and find joy every single step of the way. I hope that this has added value to you. If it has, then, you know, as always, share it with someone that you believe needs to hear this, because this could just be the key. This could be the key to them experiencing the freedom and the success and the fulfillment that they want for 2024. and onwards, and hopefully as well for you. And with that, I hope everyone has an amazing 2024 ahead. And I really, really do. I want to watch every single one of you succeed this 2024. Let's all succeed together. This is Kiko Mabilog. You've been listening to Workaholic. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll see you next time around. Bye.